Channel One, right? In the beginning of the visit with Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 16th of February, 72. Channel One, right? And the beginning of the visit with Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 16th of February, 72. Channel One, right? And the beginning of the visit with Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 16th of February, 72. Channel One, right? In the beginning of the visit with Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 16th of February, 72.
Oh, with me, Miss Daisy, I don't use my head. Nice and warm in here. Oh, yeah. Maybe I'll take my jacket off. Maybe I need it.
No, I was out there. Isaiah brought a puppy here.
Brought
a little old puppy, a dog. Oh, you know, little things about that high. So I looked out this morning, and he had pulled some more clothes off the line and had them down in the dirt. Thing it wasn't so bad. He had one of Bess's big nice sheets down on the ground, and he was just running. But happened he didn't get a hole in it. So I was out there picking them up and putting some of them back. I'll wrench them out when I go back.
Well, that's just what a puppy's good for.
That's what they're good for. And I told her. Me and Bessie talked about it. She told me, says, Isaiah brought that puppy. I told him, I want him to come with me, because we don't need no dog like that. So we missed the dog about 2 days. Didn't see him yesterday, didn't see him the other day. I got it looked out last night. Daddy dog was. I wasn't thinking about it bothering clothes, and I know that's what a puppy's good for. Tear up. So he had the sheep just rustling. So I went out there and made him turn it loose and picked it up and put it up on the line. Sweater and some whole thing. So I said, well, I'll go put him in some water. When I come back, I hang them up. I said, looks like it ain't dim, that they ain't gonna dry.
Well, he'll get them again.
Yes, sir.
Well, you know who's gonna take care of that puppy? Isaiah won't.
That's what I know. And Daisy won't, would best of you.
That's just
going to
be trouble.
That's right. But I don't know what he wants it with a dog. He got nowhere to put a dog.
Well, he's not there.
He's not there to see about the dog.
You got a dog?
No, Isaiah brought a dog there.
Isaiah
gonna go into
the dog business?
him
and Arthur.
I haven't seen this today. I'll see if I want to go back.
Isaiah and Arthur. They both
where is
business.
Arthur?
I don't know. I hear his dog,
though. I don't hardly ever see him now.
He must go the other way.
But he's right here, somewhere. He and Georgia. Some mornings, I used to go by there, I'd see smoke coming out of his chimney.
I have seen that, too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I didn't know what you were doing. When I came by, you were out there at the clothesline.
Picking up clothes off the ground, putting some in the wall.
See, when I went by there yesterday, Miss Davis out there washing, and the sun wasn't shining either.
And it ain't shining this morning either. But I ain't washing this morning.
You think that was a mistake yesterday morning?
Uh-uh. Got to be done. Sometime it wasn't pouring down rain. It was just sprinkling rain. I got them all hung up. Hung up on the top.
You got sprinkled too.
Oh, I got sprinkled.
My sun came out a little bit yesterday afternoon.
Before it. But it wasn't but a little bit of quiet. It didn't stay out long. Late yesterday evening, it stayed out pretty good little quiet, 3 or 4 minutes. No.
Yeah.
Come on. Man by there yesterday evening. I was out there washing. He said, Daisy said, what is you doing? I said, don't you see? I said, I'm washing. He said, well now don't you stay out there and get wet and have new morning. I said, I'm not wet. He said, well, don't get wet. I said, have sense enough to go in your house before you get wet.
They were getting a bad opinion of you out there.
Uh-huh.
And Miss Daisy out there washing in the rain.
But it wasn't.
But it wasn't.
After the dog come along.
Well, it's a wonder you didn't get something torn.
That's right.
To have a cool drink.
No, it's not. This is good.
I saw Burnett yesterday.
You did?
Yes, sir. He was down at Nudie's, sitting on his tractor.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who he's talking to. I couldn't see. But he pulled up there and was talking with his toboggan cap on. Now, you see, that's the way I used to do when Amy was there.
Mm-hmm.
I'd pull up there and sit there in the car and talk to any of them that's there.
But you don't hardly see this girl.
No. And I don't have anything to talk to her about,
no.
Anyhow.
Nothing to say to her. But good evening.
Now, Amy, I don't know what we talked about, but was always talking. I have no recollection, Miss Daisy, what we talked about.
I guess not, no. You talked about so many things.
Yeah.
Till you couldn't keep up with them all. Because Amy was a talker.
There was always something, you see, to talk about.
Well, she's always had something to talk about.
I wish just stay like they was. Well, you got someone to stop and talk to. They just they don't stay like you want them to, Mrs. Davis.
Things have changed for you.
Yes, ma'am.
Them weeds down there are growing pretty fast at your house.
Yeah. They ain't growing around yours. Oh, you don't have weeds. You just have grass.
Yeah.
And it's your little weed, chickweed, they call it.
Yeah.
But I have grow high as up there. If I don't stop them. So I chopped some of them down to help the baby.
I saw a lot of those thistles.
Yes. I told Mr. Myers yesterday evening. Yesterday when he was around there, I said, I'm going to rake these up this evening and throw them in the road. He said, yeah. I said, but it don't look like I'm going to get to do it. And I didn't. I didn't do it. Maybe I'll get it done today. I don't know.
You think that kind of stops the washing?
Stop me from washing.
Well, if you put them out there in the road, it keeps the water from washing so bad.
Uh-huh.
Is that right?
That's so. Liza told me a long time before she died, since she come along here, I was working out there in the yard and raking up some stuff I had. She said, throw it in the road. All this stuff you get off of your yard, throw it in this road out here. Fill up some of these holes. So I still throws it in the road. It done lots of good, too. Them deep holes, they ain't in there as bad as it was.
Oh, really? Yeah. Did Miss Daisy see that nest? Did you show her that nest, Faye?
Did you see that hen nest with all of that?
I didn't see it. Bess and Doris seen it.
Oh.
Yeah. Something.
I know I didn't have that hen. I know it wasn't mine. So, you showed it to Beth.
Yeah.
Beth showed it to Todd. She got a pile of them in there.
What's she going to do with them?
Dog. Well, I'll about eat them.
Oh, she come got them?
Yes. But her children won't eat the eggs, the hen, they hens lay.
Yeah.
They won't eat the chickens they raise.
Yeah, they know it.
She has to buy them. She has to buy the chicken. Buy the eggs.
Yeah.
Nobody eats it but me. Me and James, you see, out there to my house and cook them. James come up there and eat.
Yeah.
Oh, James eats at your house sometimes.
Plenty of times. And he don't eat them now as regular as he used to. But he eats that.
When does he eat?
Sir?
When does he eat?
When does he eat?
Breakfast?
Oh, no certain meal. If he come there in the morning, he'll eat his breakfast. Then he'll come in the middle of the day. If he see anything he wants, he'll eat it.
Well,
he just eats.
That's what I say. And when would he come? Middle of the day?
Middle of the day sometime.
He wouldn't eat there at night. He wouldn't come. He wouldn't be there at night, would he?
When he used to come home at night on time. He'd eat that. He's good. I ain't seen nobody don't have to guide him. He go up there himself and get what he wants. But, nah, he look like he don't have much time, huh? They just about the most of his time.
Yeah.
It's not like it was when Rogers was there.
Well, he don't slip off and run errands and all so much as he did.
I don't know. Dewey goes the other way.
Yeah.
I heard some of them laughing about him the other night. Some of the children. This ain't something I could put it away. So hard. So one of them said he don't work no harder than he used to. So you think he's working and he done slipped off and gone somewhere. So after a while he'll come back and he'll work a little. And next thing you know he's gone home. I said, well, he don't come here. I said, he don't come home. They said he don't come this way.
You talk about knowing this country now, Miss Daisy. I'll tell you. I bet you he knows this country as good as anybody that lives here.
To my Jane?
Yeah.
Woo, he sure. You can't ask him about no place where he don't can't tell you something about it. Then sometimes he be talking about places. Oh, I ain't talking about right around here. Out to Wilson, on the other side of Wilson, some other places. And I asked him, I said, well, how do you know? He said, I've been there. I said, you've been there? Oh, I've been there too many times.
Yes.
I said, I don't see how you work and have so much chance to roam around. He said, I knows how to work.
Yes, sir, he does. I'm telling you, if you want to find out anything, he's the place to go.
That's right.
Yes, sir. But you don't learn much from James because he don't stay around enough.
Who?
James doesn't stay around enough. You learn much.
I know.
Well, Sky, I'm glad Miss Daisy sort of got. You went over and talked with Bessie about that wash.
Wash.
Yeah, about washing.
Or did you get your money? Did they send the money?
No, they didn't send. They didn't send it. Bessie paid. They send her for herself a $4 check. So she brought the check over there. She said, now, Miss Daisy said, this is all she sent. She said, you had. I said, no, that's yours. I said, you keep it for yourself. She said, no. She said, I want you to have it. She said, I'll pay you some more. So I took it, and that's all they sent her. They didn't send me nothing at all.
So she paid you out of her own money.
Out of her own money.
Make it a little hard on her, but she can't. can't wash, can she?
No. She can't wash all that she does wash.
Well, are you going to keep on washing without them sending you the money?
I told her to don't worry about it, about her washing her, about it. We'll say a pain. I say, and don't you worry yourself too much about pain. I said, we'll get along somehow. I said, you can't wash him? I said, I can. I said, as long as I'm able and I can do it, I said, you have some clean clothes to put on. She thanked him. Well, I mean just that. She can't walk. Well, if I can do it for her and know she needs it to be done, well, I think I should do it. So I do. It takes me a long time.
Well, I know it.
It takes me a long time. But I'll get it done. That's what I do. I say, if you can wait till I get it done, I say, I'll do.
You've been washing a long time, haven't you, Miss Davis?
Yes. Well, I've been washing a long time.
You think you are any better at it now than you used to be?
Any better now than it used to be? Who? The washing? Oh, yeah. Well, it's lots better. You know, it used to wasn't no washing machine.
I mean, you think you do better washing? You know better how to wash than you used to?
No, sir. I don't think that. I don't think I'm a bit better. If anything, I ain't as good.
From the time you started, you always used a washboard.
Always used a washboard and a wash pot.
Soap was different.
Now, lots of folks, they put the clothes in soak.
See that handsome fella?
He's all by himself this morning, but he's eating.
Yeah.
He knows what to do up there.
They put the clothes in
the
soak?
Put the clothes in soak, just like this evening, if they're going to wash tomorrow. Let me get up in the morning. Well, I ain't never had no luck putting mine in soak. But a few times, if I put my clothes in soak, it's just to show it'll be raining in the morning, and I can't get out there. So I just quit trying. It's just if somebody says, why don't you put your clothes in soak? Oh, they wash so much better. I say, mine don't. I say, I never had no luck soaking my clothes overnight. So I put them in soak this evening, and sure start to rain before day in the morning.
Now, there's another one, baby. He's not a kind.
That ain't like that other.
They looked him up in the book, and they call him a sapsucker. And the other one was that great big old noisy red-bellied woodpecker.
Holds his head way up when he swallows.
He's busy too, isn't he?
Yes.
Now you saw Miss Guthrie, Miss Mary, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Down at your house.
Mary.
have my night folder? Yes. She stayed there a good little 4 hours that evening. But she is too fat for me.
She looks healthy, don't she?
Yes, she told me she had got the roof on the house and said Marvin stayed home and hoped to clean up the trash. But that day she was over here. But what something else she told me she wanted done. She said she had the stuff for whatever it is over a month. Just waiting for somebody to come fix it.
About a house?
Hmm?
Something about her house, I guess.
I guess so. But I told her, I said, well, I said, you get it. Just you say, I'll dot it.
Well, does she seem like she is in pretty good spirits?
Oh, she seems happy. She seems just so fat. Ooh, but I never want to get that fat. It looks worrisome to me. But she said, don't bother.
Oh, she did?
Yes, she said, don't bother her.
She goes out pretty far there in front.
Mm-hmm. She said, I said, well, your doctor, he don't send her. She said, no. She said, there's, you know, for 2 months, I was sick. Going to the doctor, going to the doctor. And said, he started me to drinking milk. Told him I should drink milk. So I'd put a little chocolate in the milk and stir it up and drink it like that a lot. And said, when I knowed anything, I was getting fat. And I didn't try to stop it. I said, well, so long as you feel all right. I said, it don't make no difference, I don't. She said, I'll feel fine.
No, I never thought she was so complaining of that for a while, Miss Daisy. You remember how down and out she got? Oh, she was just looked miserable.
Oh, you didn't see her when she was like that?
When she was sick?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, she couldn't sleep and she hurt all the time. Oh, she was hard to live with, I imagine. And all of a sudden, this Dr. Gibney down at Ocala just took all that other medicine away from her and gave her something else, and she's felt fine ever since.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what it is, I don't know. But she, I've seen her 2 or 3 times. Every time, she just looks like she's feeling good.
Mm-hmm. Now, she told me the other day before yesterday, I just feel fine. I said, you look fine. She said, Dave, I feel fine. I said, but you're too fat. You're getting too fat.
And you told her?
Yes, sir. I guess I had no business doing it, did I? Too late now.
Well, I had noticed it.
So you had?
Yeah, but I didn't say anything to her. Because I don't know as well as you do, you know.
Well, when she was young, she wasn't fat, was she?
No. Yeah, a little thing. She wasn't that fat, and you know her.
No.
No. Uh-huh.
tiny little thing. When she married Mr. Gerther, she was so little. She wasn't no size.
He was skinny.
He wasn't too fat.
You knew her before she married Mr. Guthrie.
Yes, ma'am. She lived over there at the junction with her aunt Flora.
Nora.
Uh-huh. Aunt Nora.
Aunt Nora is still living, and she was mighty sick there for a while, and I told Miss Mary, sometime, I saw her once, you know,
mm-hmm.
but just sitting at the kitchen table. I told her sometime when she went over there, I'd like to go with her.
Mm-hmm.
And just for Miss, when Aunt Nora's feeling good, you know,
mm-hmm.
and just talk to her a little bit. And she said that.
She's staying with one of the children, don't she?
I understand she does. Aunt Nora comes over here to the hospital every now and then to the doctor, but she don't have time to come around and visit with anybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know how it is.
Mm-hmm.
She gets somebody to bring her, and they're in a hurry to get home.
That's right.
She got time. And I guess they don't want to leave her.
No.
What they ought to do is bring her out there and leave her a day or two with Miss
Mary.
Then we could go over and visit ourselves, couldn't we?
Mm-hmm. She come over here once, when? Last year?
Yeah, it's been a year.
And stayed with Miss Mary a while.
Yeah. You'd like to see her?
Oh, I'd just love to see it.
And you'd have plenty to talk about.
Uh-huh.
But she was hard on them young ones.
She was. Oh, yes, she was. No. They could be hard on her if they wanted to.
Yeah.
But they don't.
No.
You know, when Miss Mary told me she had been over there, I said, well, I am surprised. She said, me too, Daisy. I said, but she come. And said she was welcome. I never thought about the way she treated me when I was in her house.
Yeah.
That was nice to her. And I welcomed her back. I said, that's the way to do it. I said, you done outgrowed all of that and got over it.
Yeah.
I said, it's all behind you. I said, you can take care of yourself now and help to take care of her. Such as waiting on her and doing things for her. I guess she got her living. That's her money. I guess she got that herself. Well, I don't know. I see. After they moved away from up there, I haven't seen her since.
Oh.
I haven't seen any one of them since.
Gee whiz.
That's been a long time.
Why, I should say so.
I ain't seen her. I ain't seen him. I ain't seen none of the children since they moved up there.
Miss Daisy, did you, talking about them people back there, did you know Woodard's uncle, John Woodard?
John Willis.
John Woodard.
Oh, you talking about Woodard Cole?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, what is he like?
What was John like?
Uh-huh.
He was just like himself, mostly.
Yeah.
He was kind of selfish. He didn't take nothing do with nobody. And another thing he was like, what he thought was right and what he said, he wanted it to be right.
Yeah.
He wanted everybody to agree with him. That's one thing he was like.
Yeah.
He never took up much time with nobody, so I know.
Yeah. Well, did he get along with everybody?
I guess so. No. I don't think he got along with everybody all the time. You know, they all had stock loose over there in that hammock. And sometimes the hogs would go to the wrong place and like that. John thought every hog come to his pen, to his other, that's his hog.
Yeah.
He didn't kill him about the mark, so to tell me.
Yeah.
He accused you of marking him over. And I think when he died, I believe he was killed by a hog or something. I don't want to ask what it sometimes.
Oh, he was killed.
I think he was. I think he was. I'm not for sure, Mr. Meyer, but I think he was killed. Something about a hog.
And he didn't mind sputin'.
Now would it, he stayed away from it so John could stay with him, cause they were too much alike. Would it wasn't gonna take too much off. She's rather not to get mixed up with him. John, he ain't want to take nothing off of nobody. But if Wood had anything fun, he was going to hand it to him. Oh, yes, he would. If John says so and so and so, and Wood knows it wasn't right, Wood would tell him no. But he didn't like that.
Woodard would stand up to him?
Yes, sir. Yes, he would. I wonder where's his wife. I'm going to ask Woodard sometime, where is John's wife?
I tell you, we ought to get Woodard over here, because I've got some hay for him. The only thing is, he brings Miss Annie, and Miss Annie don't want to sit and talk. She wants to...
She wants to look at the flowers.
Yeah. But now, if we got Woodard over here, we could ask him a few things, couldn't we? Miss Annie, she talks down at your house.
Mm-hmm.
She'll sit and talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
But when she comes up here, she, you know, she hadn't been here in a long time. But the time or two, she's come up here with Woodard when he comes to get hay or bring something.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't love to sit and talk. She didn't want to sit down.
And John Woodard was his uncle?
I think that was his brother.
But he was killed way back there.
Well, it ain't been so far back there. I think he was killed. I know he was, if he was killed. And I think he was. After I moved down here. From the junction down here.
Yeah.
And everything. They had a brother named Will. I would love to know just what become of him.
How was he? How'd he get along?
He'd get along with anybody.
Yeah.
He was kind of mental, you know. But they were nice to him.
Oh.
He married. And his wife, she quit him. So his sister went and got him. He stayed there for a while. Then he wanted to go home. He went to his mama. She lived over there in the hammock right on this side of Mary's house. So he went over there and she died. So he stayed over there a long time by himself. But would it, he'd go.
There's another customer up there now.
Mm-hmm. There's a marking booth. Mm-hmm. There's things for us. So, would it, he'd go by, see about him, and he'd come tell his sister how she would have him go on. I think they feed after him pretty good till he got in a notion for marrying. Well, they didn't want him to marry.
Yeah.
He was too old. Well, he might have been all right if he'd had his good strong mind. But he didn't have that. But however, he married her. So they stayed over there in the home house for a while. Then she had some folks in Old Keller or somewhere down there. She carried him down there. Well, she got tired of him down there. She wrote him to come get him. Now that was her husband. She was getting along pretty good then. She wanted him to come get him. Uh-huh. Some of them wondered why should they take him. Some of them thought, well, he's ours. Some of us got to see it. So they went and got him, put him over there to his sister. He stayed there till he got well. Oh, he went right straight back down here. Wherever he left that woman there, he went right straight back down here. So, the next time he comes, she brought him. And told Sister Phyllis she wanted her to keep him. Because she wasn't able to wait on him. Fact, I ain't got time. And she wasn't no baby. She was old. I don't know why she didn't have time. She wasn't working. So he wandered around, tried to keep a wife. Till he died. But now I don't know where he died, to Sister Phyllis. I don't know where he died at. And I know he thinks he was dead. I won't ask Woodard where did he die.
Where was Sister Phyllis living then?
Huh?
Where was Sister Phyllis living then?
Living up there where Woodard lived. You see, that was Will's mother,
yeah.
Miss Phyllis. And that was Will's sister.
Phyllis, and what was her husband?
Wade.
And they was all right?
Yes, sir. They were sold her. He's just as good and nice as you want to be around.
Well, I didn't get to see them, this lady. Have they been gone a good while?
They've been gone a good while.
Phyllis lived up there, right where Wood it is. I'll bet you she planted some of them flowers.
That's right. Y'all don't have to go to town today.
Yeah.
We don't have to go until a little later. Gonna get some sun, looks like. Might.
Well, we had a little yesterday. Just like this, and it didn't last no time.
No time, no time. And then it just started drizzling again.
That's right. And it was doing that. I guess when I went to sleep.
And people pass by there and say, "There, Miss Daisy, working in the rain, baby." And once you get into it, you can't quit, can you?
Don't look like it.
Well, what'd you do? What would you do? Just walk off and leave it?
Leave what?
Your wash.
Oh, yeah. And get the rain so I can stand. I just walk off and leave it. Going on in the house. Stay there until it quits. If I will stop, I don't go back till it stops raining.
Yeah.
You don't need it. Just cause it kind of slack up and you look out and before you can get back to your wash place, it's doing it again. So just go on in the house and find something in there to do.
And try to get dry.
That's right. If I'm not like my wash place is, I ain't gonna stay out there till I get wet. And I in the field, damp, do whatever I got on. I go in, I pull that off and hang it out on the front porch, on the line.
Yeah.
You dry now for the next time.
Miss Daisy, you know, I never thought about that. But you know them old syrup furnaces they used to have where you boiled your syrup?
What?
They was under a shed. And it could rain or not. And you could keep right on with that syrup.
Mm-hmm.
And all you needed was just a little old shed on top of you. You didn't need to be in a house.
Mm-hmm. But I couldn't fix it. Who gonna do it?
Well, Isaiah, a pretty good carpenter.
I was really ain't good for nothing. He ain't good for nothing. Guess I just worry about him. And she cooked and he won't come. And eat it and sometime he come. He don't want it. He be done already eat. And she's telling me yesterday, she told him. She's gonna quit cooking in the evening. You don't come. You don't come to eat it. He told her, said, "Well, I eat some fish and something else he eat wherever he was." And she told him, "Well, that's all right. I just won't cook." Said, "Son, if you rather eat her cooking and to eat mine, go ahead and eat it. And I won't cook." Yeah. Well, now, I wouldn't have said nothing. I wouldn't let him know I thought nothing about it. That's his girlfriend. he should eat with her sometime, I think. Well, now, he just bored in here. I don't have to cook his supper. I don't have to fix him nothing unless he's there. Well, I fought myself for cooking up a whole lot and don't know where he is and don't know whether he's coming or not. So I told him, I said, well, the thing to do, just don't cook. She said, I had his supper last night. That's what she's telling me yesterday. And he never touched it. He come in, he never touched it. I said, well, he didn't want it. If you don't want to eat, you don't want to eat. She said, she did tell me what she had from. But she said, if you don't hardly ever eat that. You know, I hate for her to be worrying about something this mile she can't do a thing about.
Yeah.
She can't do nothing about Isaiah going to see nobody. She can't have it. If he want to eat that, let him eat. But I wouldn't let him know. I cared that much about it. When I got tired of fixing it and throwing it out to the chickens, as she say, well, then I just quit. Let him come and ask me, did you fix me any supper? No. Yes, he wanted to know why. I said, when I was fixing it, she didn't eat it, and so I cooked what I could eat, and I didn't cook enough.
Sure.
Well, you see, if he wanted it, he would come and get it. Then the thing to keep him from knocking off from work and coming on by, that's it. Eat his supper, and then go on to his girlfriend's house. Don't just let her cook it, and you just go on, and she's still looking for you, and you don't come. Well, I don't think that's fair, but he does it.
You know, that's sort of tedious. It don't matter really, you know.
Mm-mm.
But when you sort of halfway expecting somebody, it's on your mind.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sort of
it's kind of
aggravating.
But I told her more than one time, Mr. Mars, she's talking about Isaiah didn't come home. Isaiah didn't do this. And she done so and so. I said, Bessie, I said, was one man. I said, and no, you can't keep him here. I said, you can't make him come in. I said, you can't make him do nothing. I said, ain't but one thing you can do when you get tired of waiting on him and nursing him like he was a baby. I said, quit. Suppose I won't do it. I wouldn't worry myself about fixing his meals and thinking then he didn't come at it. He could miss it for 2-3 times. Of course, you see, I could put that in my icebox and eat it when I got rest. But I just wouldn't cook him now.
I guess Miss Bessie was the best suited when Mag was there.
She had to cook for Mag all the time.
Yes, but she was always there, and she talked, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And all these other people come and go, and you never really see them.
Mm-hmm.
Not much satisfaction, just have somebody come in and out of the house, is it?
That's right. Well, the best way to do that, don't start no one staying with you. You won't be looking for nobody.
Yeah.
You won't be looking for nobody. Now, me and her was talking yesterday about ICO. I think it must have been one night. I might have been Saturday night, Sunday night, or one night. Because I tell you, sometimes I don't pay her much attention because I think she's too old to worry about things like that. As long as she's been in the world looking at them. And young folks now, they is the worst of the hell, of course. They ain't got no respect for themselves and nobody else. They don't care. So she said, she asked him, said, why did you come here to stay? Why didn't you stop down from his stasis and stay there? If Doss didn't have room, why did you go to his stasis? I said, he knew he couldn't stay there. I said, that's why he didn't stop there. I said, he couldn't stay with me. She said, well, he didn't ask. I said, if he'd asked, he would have been just like he didn't. I said, I'm not scared to stay by myself. I said, I'd rather be by myself than to be aggravated to death. And now he called himself staying here with you, and he nearly worries the life out you when he don't come. I said, he don't stay with me, and I ain't looking for nobody to come when I go in my house and shut it up. I said, I ain't looking for nobody to come there to stay all night. So if anybody come, they just come there to talk with me a few minutes and gone. I said, I ain't got to fix nobody's breakfast in the morning. I don't have to cook the supper tomorrow night. Claire. You know, everybody's made just like they made. I didn't make myself. But I lack my make all life. I'm satisfied with it.
Yeah, and what other people think about it is not so important, is it?
No, sir. No, sir. They think what they want about it.
Yeah.
I think what I please. So I'm pleased with it.
You know, I think anybody would say, well, now, Miss Bessie's got this fella living over there because she got plenty of room and Miss Daisy's got plenty of room.
Mm-hmm.
So they might wonder, why don't you have somebody living in the house with you?
Mm-hmm. Oh, this here kind of agent, she asked me about that. Did I have somebody to do? I told no man. She said, well, they want you to have somebody to do it. I said, I don't want nobody to do it. She said, it wouldn't be no harm for you to have some elder somebody to stay here with you just for company. I said, I'm not scared. I'm scared to stay here. I said, you get somebody to stay with you. I said, the first thing you know, they want to boss you in everything you got. You move it when they want it moved. They put it where they want it put. I said, I'm too old now. I said, I've been putting my things where I want them too long. Taking care of myself for long. I said, I'm not safe. If I was safe, I wouldn't want somebody to stay with me. And you ain't got much help then, Miss Miller. Most of the time when you want them, they're gone. If they can walk.
That's right.
Yes.
They ain't there.
They ain't there.
If there's something to do, you got to show it to them. They never see it.
That's right. And then you better not turn your back on it. Do they gonna leave it?
That's
right. So why not go on and do it at first or leave it alone last?
That's about it, ain't it?
That's it.
Well now, Miss Edie, I can't remember the names. Who is your aunt, you know, who we talked about?
Who?
Aunt
Banks.
Now somebody like Banks.
Banks.
Yeah.
Oh yes, she would be company.
Yeah.
And that's all.
Yeah.
She'd be company. And that's all when she wasn't asleep.
Yeah.
Well, Banks was good to get along with. She wasn't bossy. She wasn't fussy.
She didn't put your stuff up where you didn't
mm-mm.
want it.
Mm-mm.
But you wouldn't find anybody like Banks.
No. I don't see nobody act like that or look like that.
That's right. That's right. Pretty soon they'd have you cooking for them. And
that's right.
Washing for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, see, I ain't got started, Mr. Ma. And then they won't be looking for it.
You
I wash mine and wash Bessie's. And I wouldn't wash Bessie's if you hadn't made an agreement to wash him when I can. If it's a nice day, I'll wash him. If it's raining, I'm not going to wash him. Made a mistake. I wet them yesterday morning. It was raining. It was drizzling. You know, but I thought it was going to clear up like it usually do. You know, for 3 or 4 days, it did clear up by noon.
Yeah.
It didn't do it yesterday.
Now, a little shed, you see, now, Miss, I keep got my mind on that sorghum shed, that molasses shed, Miss Daisy.
Mm-hmm.